There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Oh, yeah. On your home for the best Ravens coverage.
What time is that?
It's time for News from the Nest with Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Ravens, short week. Back to work on Thursday night. They've been back to work at practice. Practice yesterday, practicing today. We got walkthrough tomorrow, and then a game on Thursday. Cincinnati coming to town after their big win against the Raiders. By the way, the Raiders, real quick, bringing North Turner out of retirement. Offensive assistant. And we said off the air, I was telling Vinny, is he bringing Troy Aikman, Michael Irvin, and Emmitt Smith in their prime with him? Or is he going to try to coax as much as he can out of Desmond Ridder here?
Yeah, Norv's son is on the staff too, Scott Turner. Norv's a good dude. You know, Norv's a good guy, and he's a good coach. A
couple Super Bowl rings on that end.
Yep. They just don't have any talent, Bob, on offense. That's the biggest problem.
Well, Bowers is a stud.
Bowers is a big time stud. And Michael Mayer, he's been hurt most of the time.
Yep. But good luck with that. The Antonio Pierce honeymoon has come to a crashing end.
Yeah, I wonder what Tom Brady will have to say about all this stuff at the end of the season.
He can say whatever he wants as long as he's not criticizing the officials during his analyst job where he's making $20 million a year. Boy, is he compromised or what? But that's another discussion for another time. But let's get to the Ravens' task at hand is moving forward. But Marlon Humphrey met with the media yesterday. And speaking of moving forward, Marlon, was that performance against Denver and the Broncos only 10 points allowed? Step forward for the much maligned defense here.
You know, we just got to keep chasing the details. You know, I think it's bad when, you know, what you're being coached, if you're not, don't have it to the T, that's what's kind of hurting us. So we've realized as players, you know, we got to do it exactly how we're coached, exactly how we're doing it in practice to get it to go in the game. We can't practice it all week this way, just coach this way, and then we get in the game and it's not exactly how you just practiced it. So that's been the biggest thing. We've been talking about doing your 1 of 11. There's so many times this year, just one guy's just not exactly where he's supposed to be.
Hey, you got to – the biggest thing is do what you're coached, you know, and what happens is they got guys wanting to do it their own way, you know, and that's not going to work because it's just like Marlon's talking about with 10 guys do it right, you know, and one guy does it wrong. It's just like, you know, you got a defensive lineman and he goes in the wrong gap and everybody else could be in the right gap. And you know what? Most times when the one guy that screws up, the ball seems to find that area. And same type thing. But, you know, the thing is, like, with Stevens, he's in the right spot. You know, he just can't – I mean, he can't – he's never going to be able to – we talk about it over and over, and everybody says, oh, you know, he'll get better. No. He's never going to find the ball. And with Marcus Williams, you know, we were talking about, you know, last week or the other weeks, he's playing 17 yards deep, and then he's backing up, and, you know, he's not even in the camera angle. At least this time he was in the camera angle and he wasn't as deep and he was more active. So just do what you're coached.
But it goes back to what we talked about in the opening of the show with Zach Ward taking all this heat.
Rightfully so.
But Marlon saying, hey, we're practicing. The game plan is on point. We're just not executing here. So he's putting, Marlon is, the onus on the players, not the coaching staff.
We haven't heard any other defensive players do that. You know, I mean, Roquan Smith hadn't said, you know, it doesn't look as smooth as last year. And it's the same people. That's kind of what I'm saying. And they're not getting even close to the result. I mean, the only people they don't have is Clowney, Queen, and Stone. And when you look at it, though, Bob, over 100 tackles with Queen, 10 sacks with Clowney, and 7 interceptions with Stone.
Sure.
All things that they're lacking right now. Queen, over the middle. But let me just say this. Simpson, last two games where he's playing almost 100%, playing good. He's coming on pretty good.
It's 5-7 The Fan. Speaking of coaching, Dean Pease was brought back a couple weeks ago. Marlon Humphrey, what's old Dean bringing to the equation?
He's pulled guys to the side. It's a real surreal moment for me. I remember when I was a rookie, Pease pulled me up to the office. It was like, look at everybody else on the defense, and then look at you. And it wasn't too good. So, but I think Pease coming in has been a really good help for us. I think you know, the knowledge he has there, and then being that Zach was already, you know, communicating with them throughout the season, it's been really good. I think just give it a fresh set of eyes on some of the things he said. And, you know, he's doing this for the love of the game.
Yeah, where he was talking to Zach throughout the season, that's not what Zach said when Dean Pease was first hired. You know, Zach said, we talked, you know, about family and stuff. No, this was about the defense sucking, and we need to get this fixed. And whether that came, a lot of places I've been, that usually comes from ownership, unless it was Harbs or, you know, but we need to get this fixed. We got too good of offensive football team. We got too good a football team to have these kind of issues. Bringing in Dean Pease. Dean, get this fixed. And I'm sure, like, in their defensive meeting with the coaches, Dean's run a lot of that.
Now, the last time the Ravens faced the Cincinnati Bengals, the defense did suck. Marlon made the big pick and, you know, kind of saved the day. Tucker kicked the 50-plus yarder, sent it into overtime. But Marlon Humphrey was asked yesterday, most difficult task when you go up against a guy like Joe Burrow.
I mean, he trusts his guy. He likes his guys more than he likes me. So that's the biggest challenge. You know, most quarterbacks, when they see a guy kind of covered, they usually don't throw it. But Joe, he's like, even if this guy's covered, I think my guy can make a play. And, you know, those guys make a ton of plays. I think last game there's a lot of contested catches, and it seemed like they came down with a lot of those. So, you know, it's going to be a lot of passing, great receivers, and obviously a guy like Joe, you know, he puts it on the money. He doesn't. You know what you're going to get with Joe. I mean, elite quarterback. So it's always a tough challenge.
Yeah. Chase had almost 200 yards last time.
Higgins was going off.
Higgins had like almost 100. So, yeah, and Higgins probably not playing. So I think they're going to try to run the ball. And especially if Travis Jones and Pierce aren't there, they're going to have some success running it up inside.
Joe Burrow statistically is having a pretty big year.
No doubt.
Quarterback rating 108, completing 70% of his passes, 20 touchdowns, only 4 picks. He's been sacked a little bit, 20 times. And if they were, you know, 5-3, not or 5-4, 6-3, whatever it is, mm-hmm. as opposed to having a losing record, you're talking about this guy's a possible MVP candidate.
Yeah, the problem they've got is their left tackle's out hurt. You know, Orlando Brown. T. Higgins has been kind of in and out. They're 0-3 when Higgins doesn't play. Or they're 1-3, I guess, because he didn't play last week and they won. But so that's a big deal there, because then you got two number one receivers playing, and their second tight end, Eric All, he tore his ACL, so he's out for this game, which that'll hurt him some. But their defense has been what's been killing them.
It's 5-7 The Fan will come back. Count some dough. before we get into the many sports subjects. A little buy or sell for you. Hall of Famer Gary Williams joining us bottom of the hour. Talk about the start of Maryland's season. 30-point win last night against Manhattan. Things were a little dicey in the first half. Derek Queen's debut was pretty impressive, and that's an understatement. NFL lunch coming up at 1 o'clock. We got the Feeble Five. We gave it the dirty dozen. Earlier, Vinny's 12 best teams led by Kansas City. Who are the five worst teams in the NFL? This thing kind of changes every week. Just suck already. And we'll get into that. And then we're going to talk some college football with Jerry Palm from CBSSports.com. I guess we're at the stage of the season where we can start narrowing down the Heisman.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Talk.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 1057, The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 1057, The Fan, here on this Turn It Up Tuesday, cranking it up to 12. Loud music coming your way. Gary Williams, Hall of Fame basketball coach, University of Maryland. He'll be joining us. Talk about the start of the college basketball season. Tipped off last night. Tons of games. Already upsets. Terps win big. We'll get into that and more. But most importantly, on this election day, we could always use an extra dime or two. Let's count that dough by ourselves.
Yeah, we're making some money today. The Dow's up 371. The S&P's up 64. NASDAQ is up 263. DraftKings up 57 cents. Under Armour's up 19 cents to $8.16.
All right. So there you go.
Well, let's start here.
I vote for money.
Yes. I think we can all agree on that.
Yes.
Well, we talked about this earlier in the show, and it went down over the weekend, but Gerrit Cole had initially elected to opt out of the remaining 4 years with his contract with the Yankees. But before people begin celebrating that he's somehow not going to be wearing pinstripes next year, not so fast. I since reverted on that. The Yankees had a clause in there where they could tack on an extra year and keep him. That won't even be necessary. They talked to him. He's going to come back and play on the remaining 4 years. No changes to his contract. But prior to those reports, a lot of people out there sharing their opinion. What should the Yankees do? Former GM Zach Scott spent some time as the GM of the Mets. He had an interesting take, saying, quote, in a vacuum, the Yankees should probably let him walk. This was, again, in mind if they were going to tack on an extra year, saying $180 million for 5 years for his age 34 to 38 seasons is a tremendous risk. Perhaps they're right that it's a risk they have to take. Bob, are you buying or selling that perspective?
Selling that. I mean, he grew up a Yankee fan, so there's an emotional attachment to the team. He's a year removed from the Cy Young. He pitched great in the postseason. Now, in the big picture, the story, as you pointed out earlier, turned out to be a big nothing burger in regards to that. And there's a reason that a lot of these guys, no offense, Vinny, are called former general managers, because their decision making when they were the general manager starts to put them in these sort of X, this, that, and the other thing situations.
Move over to football here. The Raiders made some changes to their coaching staff following a blowout loss to the Bengals. Offensive coordinator Luke Getsy, he's out. So was the O-line coach James Craig and quarterback coach Rich Scangarello. The results just haven't been there with the quarterback changes they've had on offense this year. Departure of top weapon Devontae Adams. Vegas ranks 29th. Anyway, move on. For Getsy, I'm sorry.
You for Getsy.
Getsy actually becomes one of the fastest coordinators to lose a job. He just joins Antonio Pierce's staff in the offseason, only made it 9 weeks. By herself, Vinny, the problem with the Raiders lies higher than OC and assistants. Pierce will also be out at the end of the year.
Yeah, they don't have a quarterback. That's the biggest problem, is they don't have a quarterback. So it definitely lies higher than Pierce. And Pierce be out? Wouldn't shock me. Got kind of new owner with a ear to the big owner. I think he's going to be out.
I mean, we were talking off the air about the Raiders job not having anywhere near the clout that it used to in regards to, you know, wanting it because of, you know, maybe Mark Dave. I mean, the guy can't even get a decent haircut. You're going to let him run your team?
Let's see.
I know all about hair.
Back to baseball here. Corbin Burns, not the only former Cy Young winner hitting free agency this year. Blake Snell is going to try to cash in on a long-term deal once again after settling for what was essentially a one-year deal last offseason. Did have the option, but he's opted out, back on the open market. Both are Scott Boras clients, him and Corbin Burns. And Snell fell victim to a common theme among Scott Boras represented players, that their negotiations end up stretching all the way out into spring training, in some cases into the start of the regular season, delaying that player's ability to hit the field on time. Buy or sell, Bob, Snell won't waste time this year, will sign by the end of the winter meetings.
Winter meetings? I'll go ahead and buy that. I mean, if you didn't learn your lesson for the first time, come on, dude. Jordan Montgomery fired Scott Boras because of that debacle. I would think, because Boras is going to look to redeem himself as well. Look, if Burns leaves, and we all agree he probably is, Blake Snell wouldn't be, and I know Rich said it's probably Rich Dubroff and not a maybe a realistic option, but he's pitched in the division. He's won Cy Young's plural, I believe, himself. Baltimore now, the left-handed pitchers, probably looks pretty inviting. I'd be all in the Blake Snell train if I was running the team. But again, they don't ask me for advice anymore.
More from the NFL. The Lions have had a pretty unique schedule so far this year, where they find themselves playing almost exclusively indoors. Of course, we know the home field advantage there at Ford Field, that provides cover from the elements. But also earlier this year, traveled to face Arizona, Dallas, and Minnesota. Those are all domes as well. This past Sunday, when they traveled to face Green Bay, their first outdoor game of the 2024 season. And Mother Nature, she got her money's worth. Some tough conditions there at Lambeau. The result was still a Detroit win, and Dan Campbell was able to puff out his chest a little bit, saying, quote, "We're built for this. It doesn't matter just because we play indoors. It doesn't matter. We can play anywhere. We can play in the snow, the rain, the mud. That's just us." The Lions will only play two more outdoor games for the rest of the regular season, at Chicago, at San Francisco. By or sell, Vinny, the narratives around their scheduling were always overblown.
I'll buy that. But, I mean, they do play a lot of dome games, which helps your kicker and stuff because there's no wind. And it helps the quarterback, too. But they had no problems. When they're playing in those games, I'm sure, like, during the week, they're practicing outside the whole week. And they probably practice outside quite a bit.
And yeah, when Lions have been domed up since the 70s.
Yeah.
They played in the Silver Dome and now this new spot. So it's not like this is a new thing for them.
They're just better players.
They got a better team, yeah.
Well, I think the narrative entering the season was, all right, well, what happens when you go an entire regular season without really playing outdoors? Then you find yourself playing outdoors in the playoffs. But now the Lions are on pace to be the top seed, and it won't matter.
Yeah,
they'll have home field advantage.
I just think their mentality and stuff, you know, the way the coach is and everything, I think kind of their MO is nothing. We'll play in anything. It doesn't matter. You know, like if your coach, like if he has you practicing indoors all the time and all those, you know, kind of makes you a little soft. You know, but that's not their mentality. I mean, what are they? We're like Detroit. We're like our city. And
Superdome's the Super Bowl this year, right? New Orleans?
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Right. Even
indoor,
then.
Indoor stadium. There you go.
All right. Well, before we get to Gary Williams here, gave away a pair of tickets to see Metallica last hour. I got another pair right now. Looking for caller number 8 at 410-583-1057. Again, if you don't win here, still giving away pairs to see Metallica all week long.
For whom the bell tolls, everybody. Gary Williams joining us next. Hall of Fame basketball coach, national champion, University of Maryland. Talk about the start of the college hoop season. NFL lunch coming up at 1 o'clock. And then the Feeble Five around 1:15. Who are the 5 worst teams in the National Football League? You're going to find out then. College hoop season. He's a Hall of Famer, national champion, friend of the show. He's Gary Williams. Coach, what's happening?
Bob, how you doing?
Doing all right, Gary, and appreciate the time as always. But we'll start on a sad, somber note. Gerard Mustaf passed away last week at the age of 55, and we had Walt Williams on last week talking about it. He and Walt, same recruiting class for Bob Wade. They were sophomores when you took over. What can you tell us about Gerard Mustaf, first-round pick of the Knicks, and obviously way too early to go?
Yeah, any time like that. Something like that happens. We also lost Kevin McClinton earlier this year, and it's a reality check. You know, you know, it's like the natural cycle. You don't expect your players to go before you do as a coach, and whenever that happens, you can't imagine how that must affect their families and things like that, because those guys are young to be leaving that soon. And so Gerard played for me his sophomore year. Bob Wade did recruit him, and I did recruit Gerard when he was at DeMatha. I was at Ohio State and recruited him, but he decided to go local and go to Maryland. And, you know, coming in there, I knew how talented he was. He could do, you know, like today, I think he'd be a better player, even though he was an NBA player and a first-round draft choice, because he could shoot the three. He was very mobile. He was strong enough to go inside and hurt you inside. And he knew the game. He could pass the basketball. And, you know, that first team at Maryland, 89-90, I probably regret that I didn't do more for that team, because we were going through a thing then where players were being taken out of practice, talked to lawyers because the investigation was ongoing. And, you know, it just wasn't a fair season for that team, because, you know, we had some great players, including Walt Williams and Gerard Mustaf on that team. And, you know, Cedric Lewis was an outstanding shot blocker. And, you know, Evers Burns from Baltimore was also a member of that team. And, you know, we had pros, you know, guys who could play professionally, but we were never able to settle down that year and just focus on basketball.
Yeah, Tony Massenburg was on that team as
Tony
well.
Tony Massenburg played for Lefty Giselle, Bob Wade, and myself. He's the only player to do that.
Now,
Tony had a 16-year career in the NBA.
Now a media star for a monumental sports, among others. But Gerard was a McDonald's All-American. Derek Queen, same thing for this year's Terps. He made his debut last night, 22-20. He had a great assist. Wes Unseld sort of passed to Julian Reese there. But for a McDonald's All-American, expectations, coach, are already high, and you're playing for the home school, air quotes. What more added pressure as part of his reality coming in, trying to be, the savior to the program, reminding me a little bit of Keith Booth when he broke that Baltimore cycle with you back in 93-94.
Yeah, I think there is added pressure being local, but at the same time, if you're successful, the adulation you get through statewide and, you know, the DMV and all that is certainly a great thing if you can handle it. And, you know, anytime a player like a Queen, who's ranked in the top 10 nationally, coming in to a program, you're going to get a lot of attention. You're going to get a lot of accolades before you play. And so the shock becomes if you start and you don't play as well as people think you should be, because they read all this stuff. They might have seen him play on television nowadays in high school. And, you know, what's the matter? What's wrong? Why didn't do this? Well, Queen took care of that last night. The 20 rebounds, I was there. The 20 rebounds really impressed me. Just the idea that he has that nose for the ball. And, yeah, Manhattan wasn't the biggest team they'll play this year. But, you know, Queen certainly knows how to position, knows how to play the game. And, you know, he's one of those guys that can get a rebound, take two dribbles, and make a tremendous pass, as you mentioned, down the other end, in addition to his scoring ability. And he's very he's a very smart player. In other words, he just doesn't depend on his physical ability to be successful. So I think the things that helped him last night against Manhattan will help him all season.
Hall of Famer Gary Williams joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Terps 79-49 over Manhattan. Queen's debut, great. Terps did not shoot the ball well from outside again, 5-for-23, roster turnover. We get it. It's the portal world we're all living in here. Is there more potential, however, Coach, for this team to be a little more effective shooting from the perimeter when they were last year?
Yeah, I think, and part of the reason is both Queen and Reese can score inside. When you have two guys that can be a force inside, then obviously your three-point defense isn't going to be as good because you got to protect inside. And I like what they did at the start of the second half. They came out and really went inside, and it forced Manhattan to do some things. And, you know, even though that wasn't a great percentage, I think you said 7-for-23, Maryland missed their last five threes, you know, kind of when the game was over. So, you know, it's the jury's out on the three-point shooting because there's so many new guys that have come in this year that are going to look to be good three-point shooters. So we'll see how that goes. But I think there's the potential there for a great combination of inside-out basketball.
Hey, Gary, what do you think of the Big Ten Conference?
I think it's solid. I don't think it's great. I saw the AP rankings came out. I remember that when they had Purdue at 14 and Indiana at 16, and they were the first two Big Ten teams ranked in the top 25 or whatever. So I think and you can throw Maryland into this mix, there's quite a few good teams that have the potential to be really good, teams that are going to be tough all season, get into the NCAA tournament. But I don't think you see a Purdue this year that just jumps out at you. I think there's going to be teams that get better as the year goes on. And it's, you know, the trend of college basketball. There's so many new players each year on most teams that right now that the teams with the veteran players probably have the edge. And, you know, the usual cast of characters with the most NIL money, Duke, Kansas, you know, Carolina, Arkansas, Kentucky, Alabama, they're going to be in the top 10 right now. So we'll see how that goes as the year plays out.
Hey, Gary, how would you like coaching in today's world of NIL and portal?
I get that question a lot. And the only thing I'll say, I like the money the coaches are making now. I do like that. So when people say, well, you might not be able to adjust to the NIL and portal, well, you can adjust to a lot of things if there's a lot of money involved. So you'd have to look at that. But it's not a perfect deal, that's for sure. I think the bringing the transfer portal and the NIL in at the same time really screwed things up. I think just one of them to work on to see what the best thing in those situations would have been a more ideal situation. But players should be paid. It's just the NCAA stonewalled basketball and football for a long time, giving you the usual, our student-athletes are all treated the same. Well, all student-athletes weren't bringing in the same revenue. And when in this country, the talent gets paid. And, you know, just little things that could have been added to room, board, books, and tuition, like on a scholarship. We find out on Sunday that we're playing in Los Angeles in the NCAA tournament. We were not allowed to pay for the parents to go on the trip. A kid's recruited from Florida. I can't buy him a winter coat. That's a violation. We have a morning practice. We can't have a full breakfast for our players. You know, this is back 20 years ago. And it's just a little picky things like that that used to drive coaches nuts because, you know, the NCAA, who are they to say that it's not a good thing for players to be treated better when schools are depending on them to basically run athletic departments, to increase fundraising overall, and if they're successful, to increase the number of students that apply to a school, which naturally is going to make your freshman class better academically. So there's a lot of things there that could have been done that could have prevented this. Now we have to go from here and figure out a way to get things under control, because right now there's nothing going on that has anything to do with control.
To that point, last thing for you, Gary Williams, Hall of Famer, University of Maryland national champion Tony Bennett, like a week, two before the season tips off, he walks away citing the current landscape of college basketball. How surprised were you, stunned, if you were surprised at all, Gary, that he even did that at the time?
Well, I was surprised he did it when he did it. You know, those players that were going to play for Virginia this year, they were all there because of Tony Bennett and the school, but because of Tony Bennett. And I, you know, just you go through things as a coach, you get down, you get fired up, you know, you go through all different things depending on how you're playing. And, you know, I believe Tony signed a contract extension a couple months ago, right, after last season was over. And so I was kind of surprised that he did sign that contract when he did. And the problem is, you know, let's get back to the players again. You know, their whole thing was they were going to get to play for a very good basketball coach in Tony Bennett this year. And so I would have wished Tony would have done that after the season was over in last spring, or wait, play this year and then do it then. But obviously he had his reasons, and they're legitimate reasons. Tony's a very principled guy. And, you know, I think, you know, he just, like everybody said, he just got fed up with the whole situation and said, that's it. But I was hoping that he'd stay the year for the players' sake down there in Virginia.
Hall of Famer Gary Williams, Coach, always appreciate your time. Enjoy the basketball season. Tipped off last night. We'll be talking to you a few times over the next few months for sure.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, you guys. Yep. I appreciate it.
Gary Williams, Talk everybody. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, reset the program for you. Got NFL Lunch coming up top of the hour. Going to hear more from John Harbaugh. Lamar Jackson, head of the Cincinnati Bengals, coming up Thursday night, 8:15. M&T Bank Stadium, the Feeble Five, who are the five worst teams in the National Football League through now 9 weeks. Ended last night with Kansas City's overtime win against Tampa. And then Jerry Palm, talks some college football with him from CBSSports.com. James Franklin's in an enviable or unenviable situation at Penn State. Yeah, their running game hasn't been all that great, but maybe he's the answer all along, been on the roster.
Yep, yeah. I mean, this last game he ran for over 100 yards, and they played a lot of two tight ends, the Bengals did. It almost looked like the Ravens, kind of, you know. But they were running the ball much better.
Let's bring Nolan McGraw in. Quick draw, how you feeling over there?
Feeling pretty good. Starting to think that a trade or another trade might not be coming down the pipe here for the Ravens. I mean, 3 hours is a long time. A lot of deals could get done right at the deadline. We've seen that before, but I'm not as optimistic in a deal getting done at this point, to be honest with you.
How disappointed would you be if that is the reality?
Pretty disappointed. I mean, we kind of talked about it last week. You know, you bring in Deontay Johnson. That's all well and good. Not a bad depth piece. A good insurance policy if someone got hurt. No problems there. Hey, he could even be your punt returner in a few weeks. But the issues with this team were always defensive. And that's not going anywhere anytime soon. You know, you hold the Broncos to 10 points, but a lot of flaws along the way. Still no pass rush. So I think if they don't address it at all, how can we expect any different outcomes for the second half of the season? And then you're probably heading towards a postseason run where you're telling Lamar Jackson, hey, you have to play perfect for the entire game if you want to make a Super Bowl. There's no wiggle room for error.
And I'm totally with you, Nolan. I think you have to, just because the guys that they have in there rushing the passer right now are not getting any pressure on a quarterback. I mean, and Ajabo got benched, and Ngakoue looks bad. So if Ngakoue looks bad, what's Ajabo look like during practice?
And let's not forget that Bo Nix missed a couple of plays that could have been touchdowns for the Broncos until the Ravens imposed their will in the second half. Nolan, we got time for a quick fun house.
I mean, in the second half, I mean, we're talking about the second half. I think they had yards. They just got stopped on fourth down.
Multiple times.
Right. So, I mean, and they only had the ball for 3 minutes in the third quarter. So, it's not like they were great defensively. It was just that the offense dominated, you know, and then they were so far ahead, took away the run game from them, and they're just throwing it every down, and they were still getting yards. But like we said, they'd get the fourth down, and then they couldn't make a play.
That's that bend don't break, Dean Pease.
Quick draws, fun house. The rudeness, tuneness text reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
I like that quick draw.
105.7 The Fan.
This texter here talking trade deadline says the problem for the Ravens is they don't really have much cap space to make a serious move. I think they'll be dumpster diving with whoever they get, and I'm not so sure that there's a real difference maker out there that would fit their price point.
Well, the thing about it is you can always extend the guy's contract, or you can get some cap space if you need it. And let's just, for example, like a Jadeveon Clowney, he signed a $6 million deal. So more than, is half the season gone now? So you're looking at $3 million. So it's not that expensive, really, for a lot of these guys, because it's half of, what their salary was.
Glenn from Baltimore checking in says, can we talk about how the Ravens haven't drafted and developed a feared pass rusher since Terrell Suggs left? Owe and Ajabo might be the worst of the bus. Do the Ravens overvalue outside linebackers who set the edge and drop into coverage rather than those who can get after the quarterback?
Well, when you're picking late, you know, it's harder to find that elite guy, number one. And then number two is, I mean, Owe was, had to been, their thinking had to been kind of project. I mean, because he had no sacks at Penn State. You know, that's the thing. But, you know, I mean, if you just go off of college film, Ajabo was a beast. And he had production.
Yeah, 1 year.
Yes. He had 1 year of production. Him and Hutchinson, they were phenomenal.
Dynamic duo.
Yeah. So, I mean, the injuries, I mean, that might have been just bad luck for him. You know, that he's been, you know, ACL, Achilles, and we don't know how much juice he's lost in explosiveness.
And in all fairness, the Ravens did draft Judon and Za'Darius Smith, but to the texter's point, no one near the level of Terrell Suggs, who's a Hall of Famer.
And even those guys, it took 3-4 years for them to reach their...
Well, Judon was a fifth-rounder. Judon was a fifth. Za'Darius, he might have been a third, something like that. But, yeah, exactly. You know, they've turned out to be good players.
All right, we'll close with this one here on the Orioles. Texter says, no excuse to not bring back Danny Coulomb. Even if there was a medical red flag, you're telling me you can't take a $4 million risk on a guy who was arguably your most consistent reliever across the last two seasons? Go out and replace that production in free agency. I'll eat my words if that's the case, but I think we all know that won't be happening. Elias loves his rejects from other teams and projects.
Well, Coulomb was that reject that he got from Minnesota. Maybe there's a chance he comes back at a reduced rate. Who knows? Maybe his feelings are hurt a little bit. Or maybe there is some medicals there that are cause for concern. He did miss, what, 2 months dealing with an elbow problem? Was bone chips? So, I mean, I was surprised like everybody else. I'm sure Coulomb and his agent were probably floored over what happened yesterday. But look, there's an entire offseason to go before we start getting into absolutes, unlike the trade deadline in the NFL, which is about 3 hours away. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan NFL Lunch. Next, Feeble Five, who are the five worst teams in the National Football League through 9 weeks. Stick around for that, and we'll talk college football. Jerry Palm, CBSSports.com. Heisman, I guess it's real to start talking about. I'm looking at four people. What's Jerry say?
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.